Make sure that it's safe to approach the baby. Gently tap or shake them. If they do not respond, call 999 immediately or get someone else to. If you can, follow the advice that ambulance control will give you rather than this recording. If they respond by crying or moving, then leave them in the position you found them, provided they're not in any further danger. Check their condition and get help if required. If not already, carefully get them onto the floor or any hard surface and lay them on their back. The first thing you'll need to do is open their mouth. This is very easy, but first make sure there are no pillows behind their head. Use two fingertips moving over their lips in opposite directions to open the mouth. If you're still having trouble opening the mouth, don't move their head back, gently pull the jaw forward. Look inside their mouth, and if you see anything that may be causing a blockage, then gently sweep it away with your little finger. Keeping their mouth open, kneel down and place your ear close to it. While you're doing this, look down towards their chest for any movement. Listen for any sounds of breathing. You may also feel their breath on your cheek. If they are breathing normally, turn them onto their side, keep checking on their breathing, and follow advice for an unconscious patient. If you can't detect any breathing, or they're only making occasional gasps or weak attempts at breathing, you're going to have to help them. Make sure their mouth is open. Place your lips around their mouth and nose, making sure that you have a good seal. Blow gently into their mouth, enough to make their chest rise as in normal breathing. This should only take about a second. Take your mouth away, keep your hands where they are as you'll need to give some more breaths, and watch for their chest to fall as the air comes out. Take another breath and repeat this sequence 5 times. If you're having difficulty achieving an effective breath, look again inside their mouth for any blockage. Make sure that their mouth is open. Make only 5 attempts in all to achieve good breaths. Even if you think you may have been unsuccessful, don't worry, you must move on. You now need to check for signs of circulation. Signs of circulation may be normal breathing, coughing, or movement. Only if you've been trained to do so, check for a pulse at the top of the arm, but take no more than 10 seconds to do this. If you're confident that there are signs of circulation, continue helping them to breathe as you already have been until they're breathing normally or help arrives. If there are no signs of circulation, absent or very slow pulse, or you're simply unsure, then you must start chest compressions. If you can, expose their chest completely, but don't waste time by doing this. Place the first 2 fingers of one hand in the centre of their chest, just below an imaginary line between their nipples. Push down sharply with your fingertips to approximately 1/3 the depth of their chest. Do this in a pumping action. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Count aloud and after 30 compressions without removing your fingertips, open their mouth and give 2 further breaths as you already have done. Without delay, give 30 more of these compressions. Continue with this sequence at a ratio of 30 chest compressions to 2 breaths. Continue with resuscitation. Listen to the rhythmic ticking. This is the correct speed at which you should be doing chest compressions. And don't forget to give 2 breaths for every 30 compressions. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Don't stop until qualified help arrives and takes over. They show signs of recovery or you become exhausted. Help should be with you very soon.